Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is week 15 of our personal home quarantines. Day one, Monday. Woo! Week 15.
How in the heck?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
It's been a quick 15 weeks, man.
Has it?
I feel like it. Well, I don't. Listen, I'm not under two kids.
Yeah,
my kids are fully grown and self, you know. They're doing their own thing. That's your thing doesn't sound ideal. But everyone's safe and home and, you know, it's good, solid family time, Vinny. Anyway, happy Monday, everyone. Start of a new work week. What are our listeners up to?
All right. So here are some of the texts you sent to the number 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Your weekend experiences. Shout outs, comments on anything we discussed. Love to hear them. Here's one. 408 says, hey,
hey,
I just saw a Sarah and Vinny bus ad on an old Nash Bridges episode. You're legends. LOL.
Really? That's please send us the tape that on your phone. Or
Nash Bridges
recorded.
Is the show that I was sent to a tryout for. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Or I went down and
you
tried
went,
to break
you,
on.
Right.
There were multiple
yourself,
things,
was...
right? There were multiple run-ins with the Nash Bridges crew, actually.
Sure.
Anytime
so there
that's...
was a set nearby.
But the Sarah and Vinny bus ads were a big part of our early advertising, which has since gone poof.
Yeah, that budget.
And by poof, I mean gone. Poof, as in never to be seen again.
Yeah.
It's not brought up. There aren't conversations. Nothing.
Well, they just go, well, you guys are fine. We don't, as soon as you don't have ratings, we'll advertise you again. It's like, but shouldn't we remind people?
408 also says, when Vinny was sick before the lockdown, did he test positive for the flu or negative for COVID? I tested positive for the flu and there were no other tests taken. I still believe based on the symptoms that they've described that I had it, but the rest of the house. In fact, actually, I take that back. Whatever I had, I caught from my wife. So if that's the case, then it's been in our house and gone already.
Right.
But I didn't go get any other tests. I tested positive for the flu and left it at that and haven't done anything since. One of the other things someone just wrote is, hi, I missed the first part of the show. Did Sarah test positive for COVID?
No, I didn't.
I'm
still waiting.
Right.
I'm waiting to hear it. John should get his antibody test back any day.
This week.
He took it last Monday. I don't know how long these things take, but I would think that he'd get that pretty soon. I'm dying to see that. Because if he had it in early days here, then I can't imagine that any of us escaped it.
209 says, based on the herpes story you guys just told, couldn't a bunch of us sue people for not wearing masks or coming near us if we determine they have COVID and we get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, based on that story, I could see, you know, the line you're drawing. And yet that guy didn't win yet. That's just the lawsuit he's bringing up. And I don't know that he will win. I do think it's on us as human beings to be cool to one another especially with someone you're about to make out with.
Yeah.
And tell them if you've got something that could possibly, you know, transfer to them permanently. Mm-hmm. But that said, Sarah brought up the very reasons why you wouldn't. If you like someone and you're into them and you know how it's gone for you in the past, before we kiss, I need to tell you something.
That's
and then
the thing,
person
though,
says,
you
nah.
have to, you know?
Well,
because if the person does have feelings for you and then all of a sudden they've got cold sores and you've got cold sores and you're like, oh, yeah, I have herpes. And now you have it too. Like, I'm sorry, but I just think honesty is the best policy.
Right. But I also think that if after that person has been honest and then shut down and maybe rudely so, they feel like, well, I'm not letting that happen again.
Right. And deception begins.
Well, I'm not excusing it, and I wouldn't want someone to do that to me, but I do understand it.
Absolutely.
Why someone might go, yeah, it's hurtful. I'm out here trying to be, you know, date, and I had someone just absolutely get up and walk out of a restaurant or walk away or you know, leaning in and then stopped and then never leaned in again.
Mm.
That's Junipero Serra that you see along 280. He founded many of the California missions.
Oh.
It's Junipero Serra that's the name of the highway.
Yeah, I just thought it was because he's got the bird on it. Isn't that St. Francis of Assisi? Turns out I don't know who that is, and I guess we should kiss that statue goodbye if it's
yeah,
Sarah.
Here's my friend Steve wrote, drove by Father Serra on 280 yesterday, and there was red paint across the top of his head.
Oh.
Serra was the one who founded the missions and enslaved the natives, so I guess that one's next.
Guess so.
Oh, great. Now, with all the disposed masks and gloves on the ground, we're going to see disposable urinals all over the place.
Well, yay!
All right.
I'm sure everyone will
dispose pandemic,
of those properly.
Right. Well, you can say that. The pandemic has definitely, and I think it's multi-layered, but it's brought out some really ugly behavior in people, no question. Whether that's littering or hostility on the roadways or anywhere.
Right.
You know, we've seen that. We've all seen the stories in the news. I've tried to not pound those in because it's heartbreaking to see what we've come to. There is a Brentwood in LA. It's not Brentwood near Bay Area. No, I thought we knew that.
Yeah.
I think of Brentwood. LA. When I think of Brentwood, I think of where Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered, and that's in the flats. But I've only been around. I don't know all of LA, so there's no. I don't even know why sometimes I comment, because of course Brentwood has hills. Why wouldn't it?
I truly don't know anything about Brentwood. I know it's one of the high rent districts, right? It's right near Beverly Hills, and
very big mansions all over the place there.
What's the other one? Belmont?
Bel-Air?
Bel-Air, that's it, yeah. Aren't those all sort of right in the same?
Yes.
Like, they go up the hill? The Hollywood Hills, who knows? All I know is that pad is sick!
Yeah, it looks
good.
You
gotta really look good. Up
Travis Scott.
Like, $23 million. I swear to God, it looks like Tony Stark's Iron Man mansion. It's amazing. Like, yes, please. I love that house. And I always look at, oh my God. Oh, every room is just crazy. Wonderful.
And you loved it.
It's gorgeous. What's not to love? The place is sick. I throw some just baller parties there. Everyone could have their own room. We could be totally socially distanced.
Sarah would throw baller parties.
I would. Oh, my God.
All right.
They'd be... Whatever happens, I'll have to look up what happens at a baller party, but that's what kind I'm throwing, you know?
OMG, Vinny, yes, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that has tried and failed with all those natural deodorants. I prefer deodorants that work as deodorants. Yeah, I mean, I'll try them. I'll try anything. What's the one you were talking about, the Grateful Dead deodorant?
I think that's just what it's called, the Grateful Dead deodorant. It was like North Coast soaps or something.
I'm not particularly sweaty, dude, but I absolutely get stinky, so you know, I need an actual deodorant that works. Mm. Otherwise, by dinner time, I can smell myself.
Yeah, that's not optimal.
Now, I've heard, and I've never been willing to fight through the wait period. I've heard if you stop deodorant for a while, like a week or two, your body will calm down on the stink and sweat that it's producing. It's used to fighting whatever it is you're rubbing under there. But I can't, even in a pandemic, I can't be in smelling myself. I'm not down.
I don't really, I mean, I'm sure there's some truth to that, right? Because don't they even say, like, you shouldn't shampoo your hair, you should never wash it, blah, 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 all these things, the natural people. You know, when your kid hits a certain age and all of a sudden you're like, holy grown-up pit stink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where was the natural kick in at that point? You know, I'm like, oh my God, are we raising goats in that room? What is happening? And that's when Diodio makes an appearance in their bathroom.
That's right.
Because yuck. Ugh. So I don't know if I buy the natural thing. I mean, yikes.
I've never been willing to wait 2 weeks to see if the smell will go away. So whatever. Yeah. Yoshi's was on Fillmore Street, says 415. Okay. I used to love that part of town. I used to go there all the time. I'd see shows. I mean, the Fillmore's there. There's also the Boom Boom Room across the street. That may be gone now. I don't know. Is that still there?
I haven't heard of the Boom Boom Room in a while. So.
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, it is?
Okay, good.
Yeah, corner of Geary and Fillmore.
Is the Yoshi's building still there? Like, is it possible someone will reopen it or someone will take it over as a performance
space?
Yeah,
the building's
cool
still
space.
There.
Mm-hmm. The building would have to be there because it was right along the block with a bunch of other stuff. So
yeah,
and it was fairly new too, that building.
Huh.
Yeah,
is
that area was on.
Still there? Wasn't there a sushi place in the front?
Yeah, that's Yoshi's with sushi and
right.
And,
so is it?
Shows.
So are they still doing the food and they're just not doing the shows, or that place is just kaput, shut down?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no answer for you either. But that area was sort of giving itself a facelift, and there was a lot of cool stuff happening there. And then, you know, I haven't been around. So I don't know if it looks good, or I haven't been out at night on a weekend in years, many of them. So I don't know. So happy about the mandatory face mask. We have a bunch of COVIDiots at work who refuse to wear them. Love you guys, and thanks for all you do. Vinny, if you liked Echo in the Canyon, you'll love two more. Remember My Name, the David Crosby doc, and The Sound of My Voice, the Linda Ronstadt doc.
Oh.
I didn't see Echo in the Canyon. I saw, it was called Laurel Canyon, and it's a documentary about the music that came out of that area during that time in the 60s, like mid-60s to the 70s. Now, I found it super interesting and fun watch. Really good. Laurel Canyon, if you're looking for something that's music related.
Yeah, that sounds good. I might watch that today.
It was neat to see the creative process and the way all these people were just... It seemed
living
like
free.
Life was... Well, life was really cool for a minute there, but then guess what? They all started to get success. And at one point, I think it's Don Henley in the Eagles says something like, getting success might just be harder than failing, because it killed people, including Jim Morrison.
Mm. Well, it adds so many layers to your life. I mean, you're happy as a clam, making music, living your little commune life, and then all of a sudden.
Well, success is a thing. Like, the record industry becomes this, you have to feed the beast, as they refer to it in the documentary. He's like, you get a hit record, you immediately are like, well, go tour that thing, but be ready. We need another hit record right behind this one. And there's the rub, like, wait a minute. Shouldn't I go back to my commune for a while and hang out and get high?
Yeah, go back to my fun life that I had all those years.
Nope.
That's who I am, though, man.
We need another hit immediately.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas, and I went to see Back to the Future in theaters this weekend. I was in the theaters. It was the theater's first day back open. All employees in masks in our theater. Oh, boy, I lost it. Oh, and our theater wasn't even half full. The halls were not crowded. When you buy tickets, they automatically block out two seats on either side of your party. It was nice.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
It's funny, though. I mean, there's obviously no new releases right now. They went and saw Back to the Future. And my friends went and saw Footloose in a parking lot. Like, that's what we're...
Well, even
I
what's
feel
on
like I can rent those at home.
Even what's available on demand isn't exactly, you know, the tippy top.
Well, they're saving all the releases. But Trolls 2 was super... I would love to see that as an option. You know, to be able to just, you know, you pay a premium, you don't wind up owning it, but you get a two-day rental on some first release thing. There's plenty of people who don't want to go to a theater or can't go for some reason. And obviously during this period, you know, that worked out for them really well.
How are you supposed to eat popcorn or drink your soda in a theater if you're watching a movie and you have a mask on? You know people are going to take those off the second the lights go dark. Yeah.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know that when you go.
Yeah, I'm not going. Oh, I'm so happy to hear about this fundraiser. And a lot of people, what's that guy's name? Paul?
Hold on.
Paul Webb, yeah.
Get over to it. Yeah, Paul Webb, skiesthelimitfoundation.org, I think it was. But this is happening Saturday in Mill Valley. They're going to do a ultra cycling event. Starts at 4 a.m., goes till midnight, and they're going to go up and down the Camino Alto Hill until they attain the elevation of Everest, 29,000 whatever feet.
Right.
It's cool. It's a cool thing, and it's raising money for teenage mental health.
I don't know if this is true, but this would be a great question to ask Johnny when you guys do your podcast today with Dibs as one of the guests. Squaw Valley is also changing the name because squaw is an offensive reference to Native American women.
You know what's so funny? Because we were talking about Eskimo Pie, which is an ice cream brand it's going to go away. It actually occurred to me, but I didn't want to say anything. I don't know. Yeah. Because I've often thought that it's apparently like it's a bad word for a female. It's about the area.
It is?
Yep. And yeah, apparently. And so I wondered actually when that came out, I was like, oh, I wonder if Squaw is next. So you're saying that they are changing it?
I'm saying a texter said that. Okay. I also, the Eskimo Pie thing is they're changing the name. The ice cream treat will stay.
Yes.
The name will change.
Apparently
and as far
that's
as
an epithet.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I truly am okay with learning new stuff right now, and I have no opinion on the name or the treat. Do what you need to do to get correct. And not bum people out. And Squaw Valley, if that's the case, I'd be interested. Johnny should know. He works for him, right?
I'll ask him. I wonder.
Let me see if there's anything else I got to get to. Oh, John's going to love the Instapot. There's a bit of a learning curve, so don't give up. Mine was on overdrive this weekend. Ribs, potato salad, potatoes and eggs.
Ribs?
Oh, you can make everything in that thing. And
I'm
in
excited.
Half the time that you would normally do it, it's really, we use ours for rice, all kinds of stuff.
So you can just use it as I could take my rice cooker off the counter and just use this thing instead.
If you feel like it comes out as good, yeah.
Oh, you think the rice is fine?
I'm fine with it, but you know what? Our diet is so ridiculous now that I just sit down and eat whatever there.
We use it for rice.
I'm not.
Well.
There isn't much thought put into what I'm eating. I just go.
So you guys all have Instapots.
Yeah.
Nicole, do you have one too?
No, but I want one.
Oh. Well, you better get one so we can all have them.
I know.
Anyway, I'm out of time, everyone. Thank you for texting in, everyone. And we'll be back right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening today. It's Monday, overcast now, but it sounded like it's going to be a great first week of summer. So enjoy that. Let's, you know, do everything we can to stay safe. And
let me share one last text with you.
Oh,
good morning. Headed to the hospital to bring our second child into the world. Just wanted to say good morning to the friends in my head.
Aww,
that's from 707.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good morning. And Vincent's a beautiful name.
Oh, Vincent is a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's... Or Vincenta, if it's a girl. Is there a girl name for Vincent?
No.
There really isn't.
No.
Vincy Pooh. That'll work.
Okay, Vincy Pooh's fine. Sure. Thank you much.
Have a great day, and we'll catch you back here, George. Keep it on Alice all day. Leave the stream on 24/7. See you tomorrow.
Bleh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.